Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everybody on the prayer line this morning. I'm going to ask Ambassador Jim Hagan, if you can stay with us just a moment here before you mute your lines. I want to do the roll call, and I want to talk about the book just for a moment, if you have time this morning. Amen. God woke me up and kind of, actually, last night before I went to bed, and then this morning woke me up again and talked to me about what should be done. You know, God wants to do exceeding abundant above all we can ask or think. But we are such small thinkers. And I want to talk about that for a moment and try to help you if I can. I'm going to talk on the subject of, Lord, deliver us from small thinking. Lord, deliver us from small thinking. Amen. If you would, let's get ready to do our roll call. And then I'm going to bring that message to you. If the Lord says the same, Lord, deliver us from small thinking. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's do a roll call. Amen. Some time ago, the Lord laid on my heart and said, son, I want you to make ambassadors. I didn't know what he was talking about. Ambassadors. He said, yes, son, ambassadors. I want you to make ambassadors. And I said, why? I don't know why, but I said, what kind of ambassadors? And that's when he said to me, I want you to make prayer ambassadors. Because I need to get prayer all over the world. Now, the person right there has been doing the same thing every morning. I don't think you know that you do it. I don't think you know that you're being heard. But you're being heard all over the prayer line. You do it every morning. Amen. Do you know that you're doing that? Is that you or is that the devil making you do that? Be still. All right, if you can't do that, phone on mute. We'll ask after I get through with the roll call, my people on my board, can y'all mute the line? Just mute that person. I mean, let me know who it is because we're going to take them off the line if they don't have enough common sense to hear what I'm saying and realize how to mute the phone. Just press star, star. Amen. Amen. We've dealt with them quite a while. And if they don't have enough common sense to meet their line after instruction, after instruction, after instruction, take them off the phone. Amen. So they can't see nothing. Maybe they'll be able to hear us, but they won't be able to say anything. I hope you all don't think I'm being hard, but they've been doing this too long. Amen. It must be the enemy trying to talk to somebody. Amen. And I need some people who are spiritual enough to recognize that and do prayer warfare against them in the name of Jesus. Some time ago, the Lord laid on my heart to make prayer ambassadors. I didn't know that the way before me for ambassadors like now. But we're sending me prayer everywhere all over the world. Amen. And so we started asking people to be prayer ambassadors. We started right by asking our first lady if she would be the prayer ambassador to America and Bermuda. I want to call a roll. If y'all are on the line, please answer. And if somebody doesn't answer, if you know how to reach them, call them. I need you to call them. And they'll help us one to another. All right, Dr. Betty George Johnson, are you with us this morning?
Good morning.
Amen. There she is. How about the prayer ambassador to Israel, Freddie Cullen? I think she's back in town.
I'm here. It's Lord, I'm here. Arizona.
She was there for 2 years or something like that, but she's back now. Amen. We have the prayer master to Haiti, Mother Linda Forshee. She did a good job on the prayer line last night. Amen. Are you there, Mother Forshee? How about the prayer
master? Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much. God bless you. How about the prayer ambassador to Russia and to Nigeria?
Good morning, President.
Sheila Brown. Amen. And how about, and get an overseas report from me.
Yes, sir.
On it. Amen. How about the prayer ambassador to Jamaica? Amen. Lucille Angelo.
Good morning. I'm here. God bless you.
Good morning. How about the prime ambassador to the Bahamas and Iran? And what is worth it all? We can just get one prime ambassador. And she started the prayer line off this morning with thank you, Jesus. And naming reasons why we ought to thank the Lord. It was wonderful. Setting the atmosphere for praise. Amen. Thank you, Ambassador. As Ambassador Coleman. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I'm here.
God bless you for Greece and for Africa and Greece, praying for Africa and Greece, Irvine Coleman. How about we, the prayer ambassador, praying for South America, Mother Thelma Rush. Amen. We thank God for her. She'll be on the line. Somebody call her. Make sure she's all right. How about Mexico, prayer ambassador in Mexico, Sharla Gray. She'll be on. We'll know earlier. How about Southeast Asia and England? And then Ambassador Jeanette Murphy.
Good morning, I'm here.
Good morning. Prime Ambassador to Indonesia, Jeanette Murphy. That's her. All right, how about North and South Japan, Dr. Judy Hagen? Man. Heard her a while ago. She's on the line. How about the Prime Ambassador? Let me see. United Kingdom, Mother Rose Woods, are you there? How about the prayer ambassador to Iraq? Bernita Francis, over our all night shutting, doing a wonderful job. You're moving by the phone. I hear you. That right there. How about the prayer ambassador to Costa Rica? Pastor Leon James. Okay, let's move on. How about the prayer ambassador to Ireland, Rosemary Dancer? How about to Germany, Dr. Kim Kennedy? Kim Barrington now. Do y'all know any of these people I'm calling? Do you know the phone numbers? Call them for me. I'm trying to do the roll call. How can I call them and let them know that I need your help? Amen. Let's be helpers one to another. How about the prayer ambassador to Palestine? Yeah. Aretha Scott, I believe. Hotel Johnson. How about the prayer ambassador to Barbados, Mother Gladys Peterson? Or Italy, Deborah Pryor. Do we have the prayer ambassador to Guatemala, Mother Deborah Johnson? How about?
Good morning.
Oh, there's Mother Johnson. Thank you. How about the prayer ambassador to Canada, Apostle William A. Adams? How about, I need one for East Africa. Amen. I'm opening up that to you all, East Africa. Amen. How about the prayer ambassador to Venezuela, Minister Chris Johnson? Amen. How about the prayer ambassador to New Zealand, Minister Ronnie Richardson?
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Minister Richardson. Faithful servant. And then how about the prayer ambassador to Brazil, Minister Lewis Brown?
And pray for that one, Chief.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
How about the prayer ambassador to North and South Korea, Teresa Steele?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How about prayer ambassador to France and Trinidad, Wazin Ka.
Good morning, I'm here.
All right, what about Syria? William May Bush.
I'm here, good morning.
All right, God bless all of y'all. Wanna thank you all for being here and worry about you. If you're not, because I want you to be all right. People are dying nowadays like crazy, getting sick like crazy, getting the coronavirus. And I want y'all to pray for my son-in-law. Amen. Minister Raphael Rome. Yeah, he tested positive. And I want y'all to pray for him. Amen. All right. God bless you. Everybody on the line. Let's start praising God, everybody. Everybody, let's start praising God. Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, unbelievable by the late Timothy Wright. Yeah, he had wonderful, wonderful ability to write music. And we're remembering him. Thank God for Timothy. Reverend Timothy Wright.
Bless you.
God bless you. All right. I want people on my board to meet my lines now. Meet my lines now, if you would. Tell me who that is just moving by the phone. I want to know. I want to talk about my book just a little while. And I don't know, I'm going to promote anything a lot, but this book everybody needs, and it's called God's Cure. God's Cure for the Coronavirus. Amen. Now, about 2 or 3 months ago, if y'all will recall, I've been fair with y'all, more than fair. I offered to send y'all this book. This is a blessing to you.
You sure did, too. You sure did.
I offered to send you all a book, just trying to bless you. But see, that's why I'm talking this morning about, Lord, please deliver us from small thinking. Small thinking. The Bible says, if a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Guess what? If you think small, you're going to be small. Yeah. I challenge God to some things that I know nobody can do but God. Amen. And before I get into it, I'm going to ask for that Nigeria and African report. Amen. If you got it, I don't want to put it on the spot. You got it?
I do. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Lady Betty. We sure do have it. Praise the good Lord. We thank the Lord for everything he's doing overseas. Praise the good Lord. Today, well, praise the good Lord, 913 Ambassador Sheila Brown from Kansas City, Kansas, praying for Russia and Nigeria and Brazil also. Praise the good Lord. It started yesterday when I started to look at our ratings. Praise the good Lord. And I noticed we didn't get very many ratings for the last 2 or 3 days. And that concerned me, praise God. I contacted Facebook. I wanted to know what was going on because I know the Lord had us the leading, first fruit is the leading, probably the leading poster, probably the leading post. We're the leading group, praise God, the prayer group, first fruit. We are the leading people on Facebook, and we thank God. To God be the glory. Long story short, I wasn't able to see what our ratings were, and I did write the Facebook team, and they got back, and God blessed me tremendously. It's because our ratings are off the charts. Our ratings are off the charts. At the beginning of the week, we were getting 4 or 5 thousand. So we're thinking, one day we're getting 4 or 5 thousand like yous and thank yous and love hearts. Today's Friday. We start this on Monday. We're off the charts. We can't get any more ratings, and that's God, because he uses us to post diligently, day and night. He uses us to post in 12 groups on Facebook, such as Bishop T.D. Jakes Worldwide Ministries, Bishop T.D. Jakes Sermons. We are posting in his group. He's found favor with us to allow us to do these things. And Joyce Myers and Women Clothed with Dignity and other groups, you all can follow right there on Faith Fruits. You all, First Fruits, I'm sorry, you all can follow. I'm just excited this morning what the Lord has done. And again, we are off the charts. Again, God uses us to post all around the world, all around every nation. Praise the good Lord. And I just want to thank the Lord for Chief Ambassador giving me this assignment and entrusting me with this assignment. It's not only me, it's First Fruit. And then, praise the good Lord, we posted God's Cure. And you all can follow. Just log right on First Fruit. /Sheila Brown. My name has to be there because that's my name. When the people say, "Hi, can you pray for me?" They might say, "Can you pray for us, Sheila Brown?" They don't always come out saying, "Can you pray for us, First Fruits?" Because I have intimate connections, divine connections with these people. Some of them are comfortable, brothers and sisters, are comfortable with calling me Sheila Brown. So if you see that, you all know I work for First Fruit. You know the Lord has me employed right here for First Fruit. Do not get offended. It's not about Sheila Brown. It's about God and First Fruit. But if you happen to see Sheila Brown, okay, they may not call you by your business name, but they'll call you by your first name. God bless you. But nevertheless, we posted Chief Ambassador's book. Praise the Lord. As soon as that book was released, God had me, us, praise the good Lord, the Holy Spirit led me to post God's cure for the coronavirus, praise the good Lord. And that book is posted in every nation. Not only is the book, I ask the people across the world to join me in praying for glory, promotion, We know, I know God led the man of God to write this book. People don't know they got to need to turn to God. They have to become aware and inform what we need to do in order for this corona epidemic for God to heal our land. And our chief ambassador has done a wonderful job. And yes, the world needs to hear about this. Not only us and our families know. The world is in trouble. Anytime the kids can't go to school, they haven't been there 9, 8 months. The world, we in trouble. Okay, praise the good Lord and report. God is doing great and mighty things with that book. I've come in contact with a Pastor Prince. He prayed with me in regards to that book. That's one of the pastors overseas. Our chief ambassador has had direct contact, verbal. Not chat or nothing, but verbal contact with him. And I thank the good Lord, the people over in Nigeria, everywhere, they are praying for this book. They are praying. They are praying. And when I told some people the name, they knew. They knew God led this man to write that book because it is the cure, God's cure to the coronavirus in the scriptures. That pastor, that chief ambassador has in his book. Is going to lead everybody to right where we need to be. Even we had to repent. The body of Christ, we repent and still repent for God to heal the land. So the whole world needs to do this because we have an epidemic across the whole world. Praise the good Lord. That's my report. I'm just boasting in the Lord this morning. First, God bless you, Chief Ambassador, sir, and I'll continue to try to get some books sold and in the hands of the people that book. Supposed to be in, and I know God ordained you and inspired you to write every book you wrote, and I just know something special about this book here for such a time as this. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, Lady Betty. I love you all. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much. That's Ambassador Sheila Brown, and she seems to be excited about that book. I didn't tell Gracie Emanuel. I don't know if she's on the line, but she got excited about the book, and held on yesterday, had 3 orders, and she's still working on orders. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Let me just tell you, I want to talk about, Lord, deliver us from small thinking. From small thinking. It's so very, very important that we be delivered from it. I'm going to ask the people on my board to mute my line. Amen. If you would, I want to talk about the book for a moment. Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line?
You've been muted. To unmute yourself,
can you mute
yourself?
I want to talk to you about
yes,
the Royal Platinum just for a moment.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Hold on.
She may be on the road.
Amen.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Call recording and transcription are turned off. Mute off.
Can you hear me?
This call is being recorded.
I can hear you now. Amen.
All right.
I want to thank Glory Productions. I want to make sure they tried to, let's not be confused about it. Lady Betty tried to get, was it Glory Productions, and she couldn't get it. Glory Promotions, but she couldn't get it. It's not Glory Promotions, it's Glory Productions, isn't it?
GloryPromotions.com.
GloryPromotions.com.
Yes.
Maybe it's the other way around. Okay, I want people, when they go there, I want them to make sure that they type it in the right thing so they can get it every time.
All
Glory
right.
Promotions.
Yes.
Yeah, promotions.com. And
yes.
They should be able to get somebody, go to the website at Glory Promotions. Am I right or not?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Let me just say this. I want to thank Glory Promotions down there in Georgia for promoting the book all across the world now. And they have for several different levels on the book. One is a PDF electronic copy, which means that we can just send it to your email. Everybody who's got an email, we could just send you a copy to your email for $19.95, $20. Amen. There are so many people who are getting excited about the book, helping us to get it everywhere. we plan to do two or three things with this book. Number one, we want to help the storehouse, which is Amazing Grace. That's who's blessing people. Ambassador, our mother to the nation, she had a need, and the storehouse, Amazing Grace, blessed her with $1,000. And Ambassador Gildersleeve was cold, she had a need, and Amazing Grace blessed her with $1,000. Amen. We tried to start giving our offerings to different people. Mother Deborah Johnson got our offering on yesterday. See, all these things from this book, et cetera, we can do. If you all would stop thinking so small, I'm not talking about everybody. Thank God that those who are big thinkers. I don't even like to hang around small thinking people because they can't really do you no good. When they have the ability to do it through God, to think that he will do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think, God is able to do that. I remind him often. I say, God, did you say in John 14 and 13, ask anything in your name? Jesus, you said that. And you will do it. And then you said it again. Whatsoever you shall ask in your name, you will do. Didn't you say that? And God knows that it's in his word. So I have the privilege to ask him anything. And then the Bible says, if any two of you, over there in Matthew, if any two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that ye shall ask, what about it? He says, it shall be done for you. Yeah, if we agree on earth as touching anything. Does that mean, God, let me ask you, if your word is true, does that mean that these folks on the prayer line could join me and touch with me on this book, God's Cure for the Coronavirus, and we could be a blessing to people all across the world? God said, yes, it means that. If you can get the people to touch and agree with you, even think big and think I can ask you to sell a billion of the books, or not a million, but a B, like a boy. B like boy, a billion books. God says, I can do it. But I need people, he says, who will touch and agree. Anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. Let me see if I can get that for you. Sister Jeanette Murphy, I don't know if you're on the line. Or anybody. I want to see if y'all can read that for me. Because I want to make sure that people see these things in the Word of God. If any two of you, I believe that's Matthew 18. And around the 19th verse, somewhere around there, I want you to get it for me. If any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, my God, that ye shall ask, it shall be done to you of the Father. Yeah. He'll do it. Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Yes, sir. I have that.
All right. Read that poem if you got it, Mother. Come on.
Okay. Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 19th verse says, again, I say unto you.
Wait a minute. Now, let me interrupt you every time. Again means that he said it to you before. In other words, he's talked to you before. Some of y'all, God has said something to y'all 20 or 30 times, and you still haven't moved. What arrogance, selfish, stubborn. Bible says in 1 Samuel, write it down, Sister Jeanette Murphy, 1 Samuel 15:23. Rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft, it says. Sometimes I'm thinking that some of y'all are under witchcraft, like the devil used it up in heaven when he was there and got kicked out of heaven. But God said again, there's a lot in that word, again, I'm saying it to you again. Now read it. Again what, Sister Murphy? Go ahead.
Okay.
Again what? I say unto you.
19, yes, sir. 18 and 19. It says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as
Now, wait a minute. If how many? Just two people. And we got 1.9 billion people on the line listening by way of social media and in person and internationally and nationally and locally, they're everywhere. But if just two of you shall agree on earth as touching what?
Anything that they shall ask.
All right, now let me ask you. It didn't say any person as in touching anything. That means inanimate objects. What is my new book, God's Cure for the Coronavirus? That's a thing. That's an inanimate object. So I'm right on the word here. I'm right on target. If any two people, not 1.9 billion, but if any two people shall agree on earth, if I can get just one more to agree with me on earth, and I tell you who has already agreed by her actions, that's First Lady Betty Johnson. I want to thank God for her agreeing with me. We prayed as touching anything that we shall ask. What? What does it say, Sister Murphy? What after that?
It shall be done for them of my Father in heaven.
Say, it shall be done?
It shall be done.
Can I live? It's going to be done. It's sure enough going to be done. In other words, I got the ability to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think. Yeah. And he's saying, it shall be done because I got the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm. It shall be done for them of my Father.
Yeah, the Father
is in heaven.
The Father says he's going to do it. If I can get folks to stop thinking so small, amen, it shall be done. I'm almost finished with my message. Let me give y'all two examples. And get for me, go over, I think it's in Hebrews 10:31. Get that for me, I think. Amen.
10:31. Okay. And it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Yeah, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a dead God.
Of a living God.
Of a living God. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Why are you saying this to y'all, to me, you might say, Chief Ambassador? Because I'm going to have to leave y'all in the hands of the Lord. I'm trying my best, Lord, to talk to them about small thinking. You don't like for your people to be small thinkers. You like for them to think out of the box and think that you can do anything but fail. Oh, my God. Let me show you how small thinking does. Where is it? Proverbs 27:2. If I remember that correctly, get that from the Proverbs 27:2, and let's see here. just small thinking is bad. It's not good. It's bad. Let me give you this example why she's finding that Proverbs 27:2. Amen. I never forget the Lord led me in. I came from Texas, and the Lord led me in Texas and showed me a board. I don't mean a board like a piece of wood, but I mean a group of people sitting on my board. And we were sitting there, and I said to them, I'm believing God to give $5,000 to his church, amen, across the country. And I said, I want to do it to 8,000 churches, 8,000. And I figured it up, 8,000 times $5,000, I believe it's $40 million. 8 times 5 is 4. Yeah, 40. 8 times 5 is 40. That's $40 million. I said, I want to give it to God's bride because they're hurting at that time. I said, I want to give it to God's bride, not only the church, but the ministries that are functioning, who are doing good. And then after I saw the vision, then the Lord brought the vision back to me, and he had multiplied because the devil had messed with me. I got a saying, mess with me, devil, and I'll multiply. So God multiplied me from 8 million up to 40 million, I believe, the next step he took me to. And 40 million. I wanted to give $5,000 to 40 million churches and ministries across the world. And then the devil messed with me again, and God took my vision up more. I think, if I remember correctly, I think he took me up to 100,000. I want to give $5,000 to 100,000 churches worldwide. And ministries, amen, to help the body of Christ. Well, what is the devil trying to do? The devil is trying to destroy them. He don't want us to even go to church. So is my vision of God or is it of the devil? I would say it's of God. Amen. God wants to do it. And the devil messed with me again, and I went from 100,000 by faith, yeah, according to your faith being unto you. And he can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. I went from 100,000 to 250,000. And then the devil messed with me again. And I said, I have a vision now to give 500,000. That's a half a million churches and ministries, $5,000. Now, who could do that but God? Well, let me ask you something else. Who could put a coronavirus all over the world? No. He doesn't have the power to do that. Who could do that? Who could put the coronavirus in France, in Germany, in Russia, in England, every country all over the world? Who could do that? That's why I know God sent the coronavirus all over the world. Nobody could do it but God. Well, now, who could bless us to give 500,000 churches, $5,000 across the world? Who could do that? Nobody but God. So since God is the only one who could do it, I went to him and asked him if he'd do it. He said, yes, he'd do it. And I said, Lord, I know you're able. He said, oh, yeah, that ain't nothing to me. I can do that. I've just been looking for somebody thinking small. Stop thinking small and to think on my level that I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or even think. And guess what? The devil messed with me again. I didn't pass 500,000 thinking that he can do that. I'm up to a million. I want to announce it to y'all this morning. You got a chief. You got a leader who has a vision to bless now a million churches, God's bride, a million churches and ministries across the world. That's my vision. Amen. Stop thinking small. I'm going to give you an example. Go ahead, Ambassador Ambassador Murphy, read that. Read it now. Where is that found now? What are you reading? Tell them what you're reading.
Psalms 27:2.
What does it say?
When the wicked.
No, that's not what I want you to read. Let me get it for you. I gave you the wrong one. Amen. That's not what I want you to read. I'm going to find it for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not Psalms. It's Proverbs 27:2.
Okay.
Would you read that for me? Proverbs, the next book over. 27:2.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead and read it.
Proverbs 27:2. Let another man praise thee, not thine own mouth.
Okay. Now, do y'all realize what that's saying to y'all? I'm your chief ambassador. And here's the small thinking right here. You got a leader. And if I didn't tell y'all this, you wouldn't know it. You got a leader who announced to you months ago, and even right now, two things that nobody has, God said this to me. He said, nobody in the world has ever done this before, son. When I got to, I fasted 1,104 consecutive days. What does consecutive mean? That means that I fasted every day without a break for 1,104 days. Who you know that has ever done, I'm not boasting, I'm trying to wait till I come out here and then you'll see where I'm going. Who you know who's ever done that? Are you 50 years old? In 50 years, who you know who's ever done that? Are you 20 years old? In 20 years, who's ever? Are you 70 years old? Who you know in 70 years who's ever done that? But your leader has done it. There's a book to prove it. It's called 1,000 Consecutive Days of Fasting on Arthur House. They published it. And yet, y'all have pushed everybody else. You know, I'm going to say this. I thank God for the Church of God in Christ, because one thing y'all can say about them, they know how to push their leader. They do. And if Bishop Mason had fasted 1,104 days, guess what? Every time you see him, they say, you know, Bishop Mason fasted 1,104 days. Everything that man asked of God, God does it. God's healing coronavirus. God's healing cancer. God's healing this. God's healing high blood, low blood. God's healing this and that. They be pushing that leader like crazy. Y'all ain't said nothing about it. Small thinking. I'm going to give you one more example. The world is talking about the coronavirus everywhere. Talking about the cure. And now they got a vaccine, but it's not the cure. It's just a Band-Aid to make people spend money. That's all it is about. It's going to be, let me give you one sentence, and you'll see, your eyes will open up and see it. It's going to be just like the swine flu or any other flu shot. Just like every year around October, they scare y'all into taking a flu shot. Everybody needs a flu shot. They tell you, because people are dying from the flu. Well, it's going to be easier for them to scare everybody into taking a coronavirus shot vaccine. Why? Because they know over 300,000 people have died now from the coronavirus. So it's going to be easy for them to scare. Well, anybody who can multiply, get on the multiplication line right now. And let me show you this. Your insurance will have to pay at least $50 per shot. $50 times 200 million. You know what that is? That's 10 billion with the B like boy. $10 billion. It's big, 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 big business. Why do you think they want you to take the vaccine? What do you think that's about? And some of y'all need to pray for me, because I'm revealing information that most of the general public doesn't even realize and see.
So what do you think that's about? It's about big money. Big money. And I don't want to go there. That's not what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to show you we got to stop thinking so small. Here, you got a leader, and I don't mean this to boast because I'm headed to read that. Y'all are supposed to be the ones. Y'all, read it again, Ambassador Murphy. Read that again, please. Where is it located?
Proverbs 27:2. Let
another man. It's Proverbs. It's Proverbs.
Proverbs 27:2. Let another man praise you.
Stop right there. Let the prayer line, another man, the prayer line, the people on the prayer line, what? Do what?
Praise thee.
Praise you. Let y'all get the word out about what God is doing through your leader. Let another man praise thee. And what? Go ahead and read.
And not thine own mouth.
I'm supposed to let y'all know what's happening. But I'm not supposed to, after I say it once, y'all supposed to have it. Why don't y'all have it? I'll tell you why. Because of small thinking. You think small. Because of small thinking and not thine own mouth. I got to say something 10 times before you catch it. Why? Because of small thinking. God, please deliver us from small thinking. And then what does it say? A stranger.
A stranger and not what? Thine own lips.
I shouldn't have to be doing this. Y'all are ones. Should be doing it everywhere. And I'm going to go back to the Church of God in Christ. I'm thanking God. One thing they do, they push their leader. If Bishop Mason had fasted 1,104 days, every time you see a Church of God in Christ leader, anybody in the Church of God in Christ, and they would talk about the Church of God in Christ or Bishop Mason, they say, well, you know, he fasted 1,104 days, and everything Bishop Mason asked God for, God does it. I ain't heard nobody on the line catch it. The one thing the Church of God in Christ will do, they'll push their leader. Now, you can't take that away from them. They'll push their leader. They'd be saying the presiding bishop, the presiding bishop has fasted 1,104. And another thing they be saying, God, use your leader, your chief ambassador, to write the book that people, and it's called The Cure that people have been looking for all over the world. And y'all are small thinkers. And who has caught it? I heard Ambassador Julie Hagen pushing it. I heard maybe a few others, Ambassador
Sheila Brown
pushing it, yeah. And I heard maybe Ambassador Steeles and her niece pushing it, Taisha Steeles, and maybe Gracie Manuel pushing it. But most of y'all, I mean, we got 1.9 billion people. Y'all pushing, I've heard y'all push other folks' books. And all y'all take from me is just give, give, give. I give, 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 give. Opening doors for you. Blessing you financially. And I ain't heard nobody basically across the board talk about it. Now, let me show you something before I get off here this morning. It's all about the approach. The approach. It's all about the approach. Somebody say the approach, please. Please say the approach. That's what it's about. All you got to do is go to people all around you and say, I'm so excited about something. They don't want to know what you're excited about. You got to bait them. Just everybody get that on your lips. I'm so excited about something. I'm so excited. Get excited about it. I'm so excited. They don't want to know what you're excited about, girl. I'm excited about a book that I'm reading. And this book has changed my life. What is it? What book is it? You baited them. They're going to say, what book is it? Then you tell them, it's called, write it down, God's Cure for the Coronavirus. Everybody all over the world looking for it, looking for the cure for the coronavirus. And who has it? God has the cure. I ain't heard y'all say nothing about it. Y'all pushed other folks and their books and their writers and everything else. Your leader has written a book. and the world is talking about coronavirus, and y'all sitting there like nothing, like you don't know nothing. Amen. Small thinking. God, please deliver small thinking. And all you got to do is say, I'm excited about this book. What book you talking about? God's Cure for Coronavirus. Our leader, a chief ambassador, Dr. Menard Johnson, has written the book called God's Cure for the Coronavirus. And, girl, I'm reading it every day. And every page is anointed. Every page is anointed. Tell them that. They don't want to know what you're so excited about. What book has changed your life? They don't want to know. They'll begin to say, well, what book is that? God's Cure for the Coronavirus by Dr. Bernard Johnson. He wrote it. Amen. And the next question they're probably going to ask you, well, girl, how you get it? How much is it? They want to know. And all you got to say is $19.95. In fact, they got all kinds of bargains with discounts on it. Like if you buy more than one book, you get a group of people and you get maybe five books. The books are 1995. Or the hard copy is $29.95, $39 a book. If y'all got fault with me, I offered the book to you free 3 months ago. Free. Now it's $30, $29.95. But if you buy five of them or get people to get five of them, instead of being $150, five times three is $150. It's $150. I don't have it before me, but there's a discount on it. Amen. And if you get 10 books, if you order 10 books, which some of y'all can do, Ambassador Cullen says, y'all do what you want to do. If you want a pair of shoes, you'll save up and get them. If you want a dress, you'll save up and get it. If you want a house, you'll save up that down payment to get it. You do what you want to do. I guess you just want to misuse your chief ambassador because you do what you want to do. Amen. But if you get 10 books instead of being $300, I believe that's $285. Amen. And if you get 20 books instead of being $600, I believe that's $570. Amen. There are discounts if you get, the more you get, the more discount. I believe they got it on the website. If you go to gloryproductions.com, and you can see the discounted prices. Now, I do want to say, Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line? If you unmute your line. Because they've done an outstanding job.
I'm here too.
Doing promotion.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. I'm here too.
What is it? Glory Promotion or Glory Productions?
Glory Promotion.
Promotion. All right. Can y'all change real quick here? I think I said Glory Productions. You won't find it under Glory Productions. You will find it under Glory Promotions. PROMOTIONS. Promotions.com.
Yes.
Now, if you put Glory Promotions and it doesn't come up, it's your fault. You didn't put .com. GloryPromotions.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click on Feature, you will find God's Cure for the Coronavirus. It's under Feature. Is that right or wrong?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Now, they did an outstanding job on putting together a very, very, very special offer. And I would think it would be for the prayer ambassadors. And then what is it? They have now what they call a royal platinum edition of the book. They sent it to me yesterday. Oh, my God, it's so awesome. It's platinum color, and it's got gold around the edges of it. And then the lettering on the book is gold. I predict that this book, I don't know if I'm going to have to die before it becomes a collector's item or not, but it's going to be worth more than you'll pay for it. And they only are putting out, at the present time, only putting out 100 copies of this Royal Platinum edition of God's Cure for the Coronavirus. Amen. Now, There are only 100 copies right now available for the book right now. And then what are the? These are the first copies, hard copies. This is what you print. These are like you buy them in the store, hard copies of the Royal Platinum Edition of this book. And they're only asking, I believe, $100 for the Royal Platinum copy. Now you can get a PDF electronic copy sent to your email. Yeah, we'll send you an email of the whole book where you can read it in your home for $19.95. But it costs money that these royal copy platinum with gold around them and gold on the front. These books, it costs money to print them. They're $100 a copy. You want to say what about it, Ambassador Hagen?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much, T. Thank you so very, very much. And if you will allow me an opportunity, I would like to just go to that commercial in a moment for the benefit of those that are on the blog talk, if you would just allow me.
Hi, I'm Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I want you to have my new book, God's Cure for the Coronavirus. Listen, this is not the first time we've had a pandemic.
There have been at least 12 in my book.
You need to have a wide change and wide health.
Okay, you're breaking up there.
I'll just tell them, yes, I've got about just a few minutes left for the blog talk family, and we want you to know Chief Ambassador has authored this exciting book. It is so full of information. It's like a university or textbook, and you can have this, one of the Royal Edition Platinums that Chief was talking about. You can have it as just simply you may donate $100 to the cause of the project. We only plan to print from the first printing is 100 on the Royal Platinum, and we invite you, amen, to go to the website, and that's Glory Promotions, Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, Promotions, P-R-O-M-O-T-I-O-N-S, glorypromotions.com. That's all one word, and all of the information is on the screen that you'll be able to click on. If you want to do a specific order, you may also order by number. That number is 1-877-70, the word glory, G-L-O-R-Y. All right, you may do that. Phone number again is 1-877.
Let me stop you just a moment because I know I'm dealing with the major public everywhere. Let's do 1-877-70.
And the word glory.
Okay. 1-877-70
and the word glory.
Now here's what I want. This is why I stop you, because I'm dealing with the nationwide public.
Okay.
What is the word glory? Give us the number for the word glory. 877.
Okay.
Then 70, and then what?
Okay, and then. Okay, hold just a moment. I'm gonna get there. Okay, but I need. Those of you who got your handset, you have access to that. I don't have access to that right now. But look on your phone. The word glory. You're gonna look where it says the G on your handset. Look for L. Look for O. Look for R. Look for Y. Who has it? Help me out a moment, please. I need it. I gotta tend to the studio. Somebody,
come on.
Tell us what that is. What's the number? If you look on your handset, there's gonna be the G. And there's a number involved right there.
They might be all muted, sir. They might be all muted. I don't know. But
okay. Star will unmute.
Okay.
Yes, this is Ambassador Tanisha Stills.
Yes.
The G is 4.
4.
The L is 5.
5.
The O is 6.
6.
The R is 7.
7.
The 9 is Y.
Okay.
And 9. Okay. So it's 877-70-GLORY.
Right.
4-5-6-7-9.
Okay.
Correct. 877-704-5674. You're right. Thank you.
79. Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's give it again. They can write this down. Come on.
877-704-5679.
Amen. And if you call that number right there, you'll get the information on the book. Amen. We're trying to make this as easy as possible for everybody. We're not trying to make this difficult for you, because I know some of y'all may not be computer savvy and things like that. But go to just dial 877-704-5679. That will get you there, too. If you're computer savvy, get on your computer and go to glorypromotions.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Glorypromotions.com. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to make this as easy as we can for you all. Now, you say, Chief Ambassador, I'm going to find 10 people. That's my challenge to you, to find 10 people that you can excite about the book. If you use the approach I gave to you, you'll excite them. Just simply say, girl, I'm so excited about something. Get excited about it. What you excited about? Girl, I got a book I'm reading that's changing my life. Oh, it's changing my life. Well, what is it? God's cure for the coronavirus. Well, first of all, remember, everybody looking for God's cure, looking for the cure for coronavirus. Something like that. It's called God's Cure for the Coronavirus. Yeah, and it's changing my life. Every day I'm reading it, and it's blessing me. Well, how do I get one? They're going to want to know. How do I get one? See, you haven't said nothing. That's why they don't want to know. That's why I'm preaching this sermon. God deliver us from little, from small thinking. And small thinking is not good. You haven't said nothing. That's why they haven't asked you. You haven't said, girl, I'm so excited about something. Well, what is it? Changing my life every day. Well, what is it? God's cure for the coronavirus. It's all in the approach. Then they're going to want to know, well, how do I get one? And then all you got to do is just say the book, because they want to know how much is the book. Just say the book is $19.95. You don't have to tell them about the Royal Platinum, which is $100. That's the Royal Platinum. But for the local people, just tell them it's $19.95. And tell them, girl, just give me $20. I'll get it for you. Take that $20 and go to my I want you to go to Amazing Grace. Actually, that's Amazing Grace. That's what the storehouse. I want you to go to Amazing Grace. Now, if some of y'all want to go to my Cash App, it's all right. But I really want you to go to Amazing Grace Cash App. Amazing Grace Kansas. That's what it is. Amazing Grace Kansas. And you'll see a white dove come up. That's our Cash App. Put it on Amazing Grace Kansas. Why? Because I'm raising funds to try to help us get our new church and to help the people on the prayer line. The other day, we were able to help Ambassador Gildersleeve. Didn't have no heat up there. Cost us $1,800. I was glad to do it, and it made me so happy. But that's what we're doing with our money. We're trying to help people. The other day, our Mother Tenacia needed something. I was glad to help her. Mother Deborah Johnson needed something. I was glad to help her. But we're helpers one to another. Let me get that for y'all. We're helpers one to another. Amen. One to another. Ambassador Murphy?
Yes, sir.
I want you to read that for me. Tell them where it's found. We're helpers one to another.
Helpers one to another.
Helpers one to another. Yeah, we're one to another. Let's find that and read it. I think they'll believe you on that, that we should help one another. That's what it's all about. There are so many scriptures in it. Let me see if I can find it for you.
That's 1 Thessalonians 5:11, I'm not mistaken.
Yes, ma'am.
First Thessalonians 5:11. Let's see if we can read and help us.
First Thessalonians 5:11. It says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another.
That's good, even right there.
Also, you do. Is that what you're looking for?
That's good. Read it again.
The 11th verse. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do.
That's good.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you.
We will help one another. Then go to 1 Peter 4:10. That's a good one, too.
1 Peter 4:10.
We are to help one another. Amen. And all I ask y'all to do is take the approach I gave you. Take it. Take the approach. Stop thinking so small that I offered the book to you and you want to push everybody else, but you can't push your chief ambassador. You make me think, some of y'all make me think that you're jealous people. There's no need to be jealous of me. I'm trying my best to lift y'all up. Amen. Read 1 Peter 4:10.
1 Peter 4:10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another.
Minister one to another.
Yes, sir. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
Yeah. We are to be people who are helping one another. The gays help one another. They get together and march on the White House and get whatever they want done. Amen. But the saints of God, you can't hardly, they get jealous of one another. No need to be jealous of me. I'm trying to help the body of first fruits and the body of saints worldwide. You don't have to be jealous of me. I'm trying my best not to get money for myself, but my goal is to help one another, to help the people of God. And y'all are small thinkers so far, because you got a man who's done things that the world, nobody in the world has ever done. I know, I'm not boasting, but it's true. God said to me, when I got to 700 days of fasting every day, for 700 days, I said, God, I have one request. He said, what is it, son? I said, bless me to go 1,000 days of consecutive days. That means every day without having a break. For 1,000 days of fasting. And God